52DR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green.
ABC News, I'm Jay O'Brien. The Albuquerque Police Department arresting a failed Republican political candidate for shootings targeting Democratic lawmakers' homes. No one was hurt, but Chief Harold Medina says
the Albuquerque Police Department SWAT team took Solomon Pena into custody in reference to these shootings, and it is believed that he is the mastermind that was behind this and that was organizing this.
Pena is also accused in at least one shooting of not just paying for it, but pulling the trigger. President Biden travels to California on Thursday to survey the parts of California's central coast most affected by the latest extreme weather. Jury selection begins today in a class action lawsuit on behalf of Tesla shareholders who say they were duped when Elon Musk tweeted that he had the financing to take the company private. The deal never materialized. A 17-year-old mom and her 6-month-old baby among the 6 people shot and killed in Central California. This is ABC News. More military hardware is on the way to Ukraine. ABC's Tom Rivers.
Britain's pledge, 14 Challenger 2 tanks. Ukrainian President Zelensky hopes others will now follow suit.
Today is a good example from Great Britain. A new defense aid package has been announced, just what is needed. Tanks, other armored vehicles, artillery, what we discussed with the Prime Minister.
British Defense Secretary plans to travel to Estonia and Germany this week to work with NATO allies. And the Foreign Secretary is scheduled to visit the U.S. and Canada to discuss closer coordination. Tom Rivers, ABC News.
For the second time in a month, a Colorado library has been shut down by meth. Officials in the Denver suburb of Englewood forced to close the city library for cleaning after high levels of methamphetamine were found in the bathrooms. Cleaning it up isn't just a process of wiping everything down. Some walls, ductwork, and exhaust fans in the library have to be removed. Jay O'Brien, ABC News.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
They were going to show a video of Roger Stone recorded by Danish filmmakers.
Just Google Roger Stone Monopoly Man.
You remember the old Batman TV series? He looks like the Penguin.
It's like a bad costume for A Christmas Carol.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bride.
And I know that firsthand because I was in that every year as a kid. Always a street urchin, never a cratchit.
That needs to be the title of your autobiography. Always a street urchin, never a cratchit.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bride. Always on the Civic Media app.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll
be woke
in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. on WISS 1100 AM, 98.3 FM, Oshkosh Air Support.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariana. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You let him try violin because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Telling my girls about my Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard.
But Mom's early detection gave us time to make a plan.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
That dog does not want to be petted.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow is a product of Courier Newsroom and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Are you dreading going into work every day? Do you want a career where you can earn more and feel appreciated? If you answered yes, then Sigma Castings, a division of Sigma Engineered Solutions in Marcus Ann and Jackson, is your answer. They are more than a company. They are a family of dedicated experts that span the continents. Here are a few ways they make you feel appreciated. Entry-level pay is $18 an hour with regular performance reviews. After 90 days, you get 80 hours of vacation plus 11 paid holidays. They will give you a $2,000 sign-on, stay-on bonus. They offer a robust benefit package with low premiums and great coverage, and their 401k will blow you away. Now hiring first shift, Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. till 2 p.m. Start your new career today at Sigma Castings in Marquezan and Jackson. Find them on Indeed or call 920-260-8560 and wake up happy to go to work.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast. Chance for scattered showers today. Otherwise, overcast skies. High of 39, westerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast skies tonight, lows level off around 30. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 35. 4 to 8 inches of snow tomorrow night through Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 39.
From Oshkosh to Green Bay and points north, wherever you are in the Fox Valley, count on us to keep you connected, informed, and entertained. Civic Media.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Jay O'Brien. The Albuquerque Police Department arresting a failed Republican political candidate for shootings targeting Democratic lawmakers' homes. No one was hurt, but Chief Harold Medina says...
The Albuquerque Police Department SWAT team took Solomon Pena into custody in reference to these shootings, and it is believed that he is the mastermind that was behind this and that was organizing this.
Pena is also accused in at least one shooting of not just paying for it, but pulling the trigger. President Biden travels to California on Thursday to survey the parts of California's central coast most affected by the latest extreme weather. Jury selection begins today in a class action lawsuit on behalf of Tesla shareholders who say they were duped when Elon Musk tweeted that he had the financing to take the company private. The deal never materialized. A 17-year-old mom and her 6-month-old baby among the 6 people shot and killed in Central California. This is ABC News.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
This is Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio. 2023 is well underway, so do we see Republicans charting a less obstinate course, focused on inflation like they promised? No. We're hearing the government is coming for your gas stoves. Tucker Carlson calling out colorful M&Ms, not white enough, I guess. And Republican legislators saying there's no pathway to legal marijuana because, you know, it only enjoys support from nearly 70% of Wisconsinites. What's really going on here? It's a smokescreen, done without legal marijuana, of course, pardon the pun. Each minute spent talking about M&Ms or gas stoves keeps folks from noticing that Republicans still have no policy agenda that would help middle-class families and small businesses, only massive tax cuts for the wealthy done on the backs of the middle class. Join us weekdays 6 to 8 a.m. and online at upnorthnewswi.com.
You wanted information as election results rolled in and the Civic Media Network of radio stations delivered it live.
I was so impressed with your coverage. And I listened to you guys and I got all the coverage. It was amazing.
Civic Media, the only network with news reporters and show hosts stationed across Wisconsin, sharing political insight not found anywhere else. Elections or anytime, we are here for you. Your local Civic Media radio stations and streaming on the Civic Media app.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Warning, listening to the devil's advocates may expose you to opposing views.
It's scary. Maybe I'm coming a little bit more over the left, but...
Well, it's not left, it's good governance, Steve.
It's good to be exposed to different ideas, and I do appreciate that you do put that out there on the airways, because a lot of times where you just get a little soundbite of this or a little bit of that, and that's the end of it. You're to be commended for that.
Dave, I'm glad you finally come around to commending the greatest radio show ever, man.
Follow the devil's advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
The Devil's Advocates.
Jake from Milwaukee, you get the last word this hour.
Okay, well, Trump is totally innocent. But it's obvious that George Soros, Nancy Pelosi, BLM, with Antifa, and then Hillary's emails, what, Hunter Biden's laptop, gas, high, Afghanistan, cut and run. I rest my case, Truth.
What about Benghazi, Jake? You forgot Benghazi.
I'm sorry. And Benghazi, I rest my case.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
You recall the Capitol insurrection? A post-ABC news poll showed 54% said Trump should be criminally charged for inciting the riot. That's like a litany of criminal allegations against the former president. You can say it's all partisanship and a witch hunt, but there wasn't one credible accusation against Obama during his entire eight-year term. So how Republicans just ignore all the evidence? I mean, he was perpetrating a coup on multiple levels. Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Overcast skies today with a chance for isolated showers. Daytime highs approaching 39. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered showers tonight. Lows around 29. Overcast. Cloudy tomorrow, 35. 4 to 8 inches of snow tomorrow night through Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 37.
From Green Bay to Oshkosh and Point South, wherever you are in the Fox Valley, count on us to keep you connected, informed, and entertained. Civic Media.
AM. Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
The movement in Wisconsin and indeed in America.
Back now on Up North News Radio for this Tuesday morning. Just to kind of tie a bow on things with the Pelican River Forest proposal here. Again, if you do something like this right, with a plan, you do in fact get economic development along the periphery of lands that you want to conserve and maintain for, you know, recreation especially. For example, the Conservation Fund notes that water-based recreation, like boating and fishing, contributes a significant amount of the nearly $8 billion annually of economic impact of outdoor recreation in Wisconsin. So, again, the sustainable management of working timberland is so key here for the state's forest product industry. Wisconsin's forest products industry provides more than 63,000 full and part-time jobs and has an economic input of $25 billion annually. That can't be done if there isn't a plan, and if instead you just sell it off in tiny parcels for the next, you know, strip mall or condominium development and don't make a master plan for things like stormwater management to maintain the quality of those waters. And so having an organized plan for sustainable forestry in these areas should not be held up by politicians who are looking to score points to own the libs, basically, is to say, well, we've had enough of this conservation. It is very clear that conservation is not about locking land away, but having that kind of a well-managed plan. One other note I wanted to share today, and I actually want to thank Kristen Lyerly for putting it up on her Facebook page. She takes note that, well, she just straight up calls it misinformation coming out from a couple of candidates for school board in De Pere. The candidates are using the kind of rhetoric like take back our city and save our schools from going woke and going broke. And, you know, Kristen notes that she is someone who believes in building a community and working together to have a brighter tomorrow for everyone. And that she would ask people in De Pere to value candidates or to consider candidates who value honesty and transparency over deception and fear. I mean, that's a nicer way than the way I'm about to put it, because that kind of garbage language that you're seeing from school board candidates in De Pere, you're going to start seeing all over the state ahead of school board primary elections in February and general elections in April. And so, again, with a warning, I'm going to use a naughty word here, but let's again provide a vital public service translation of the word woke. When you hear somebody in politics using woke, keep in mind that woke simply means, in my words, don't be a bigoted ass. Woke is a convenient and sarcastic punchline for conservatives, but it's also an admission of what they're actually opposed to. People who criticize wokeness are telling you about their opposition to diversity, openness, great public education for every child, an honest view of history, putting science and facts over partisan and religious ideology, and so forth. So when someone uses the word woke, that tells me all I need to know about their being unfit to serve in any office from school board on. And by the way, it's not just avoiding going woke and going broke. We're not broke. Republicans in Madison have sat on a multi-billion dollar surplus for a year, refusing to invest in our kids, in our small businesses, in our infrastructure, and in middle-class tax relief. It is long past time that those Republican legislators were given heat and made to feel some sense of shame for refusing to help their constituents for a year, instead taking that nearly 10-month paid vacation, and now trying to force through another massive tax break for only their wealthiest supporters. If a school board candidate can't call out Republican legislators who've been doing this, then those school board candidates cannot be trusted to care for every kid in their district. Anti-woke is simple shorthand for having no actual policy ideas that improve society, only some stoked up grievances that are rooted in the darkest parts of their individual character. So just keep that in mind when you're hearing, don't go woke, don't go broke. On a much lighter note, it's a reminder that Civic Media is growing its network of radio stations. We've added some friends in Green Bay this week. Many more are coming. And so to celebrate the addition of however many stations, we're getting mighty close to a baker's dozen here. We are happy to tell you that Civic Media is sponsoring $1 million advertising giveaway. It's your chance as a small business owner to work with Civic Media to create a radio advertising campaign that promotes your business for free. But you have to apply, and all the applications open up starting next week, Thursday, the 26th at 9 a.m. Look for more details on Civic Media social media posts on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and you can get full details at civicmedia.us/million. And, let folks know you heard about it on Up North News Radio as well. I haven't looked through all the rules, Aaron. I don't know if there are rules against, there's probably definitely rules against, insider access to this, but it seems to me we have an opportunity, you and I, to start our own small business here and get some of this free advertising.
Yeah, I'll have to read through the terms and conditions. I mean, they're not long. We're not talking iTunes here. You're not going to have to take a year off from work to read it. You're just going to have to take a couple minutes.
I mean, look, if they're not banning insider use of it, I mean, Dom's going to open up a dispensary and try to get advertising for that, and Chad up in Wausau will try something, and so I don't see why you and I, or maybe you and I and Todd Alba, heard next on many of these Civic Media stations where Aaron produces Todd as well. Maybe the three of us need to go in on some kind of a small business.
He's probably listening right now, so we'll have to ask him.
I can only imagine what we would do. Over at upnorthnewswi.com, we're getting back into the swing of things after a bit of a holiday break, and what you will find there in great quantity is a series of best of lists you know, best places to go, best things to eat, best things to enjoy. Some of them depend on the weather. Some of them are year-round things. And so you'll definitely want to check out those articles at upnorthnewswi.com, or better yet, find us on social media. Just search for Up North News WI. And on the Up North News Facebook page, you can then leave your own comments about what you would suggest we add to some future best of lists all around Wisconsin. All right, a reminder that tomorrow we're going to be talking to Sarah Godlewski and also judicial candidate Chris Taylor for the Court of Appeals, along with more headlines and reaction to the day's events and your phone calls if you care to share your point of view as well. Have a great rest of your Tuesday. We'll see you back here on Up North News Radio tomorrow morning at 6.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
The Devil's Advocates.
Now, we've had Ted Cruz more than once. Once
Wisconsin. Slippery hands.
And once in Ishiwaka, Indiana.
He was so desperate, he literally walked into this diner with families eating and shook every single person's hand, whether they wanted him to or not. And some of the kids were like, "What?
Bobby!" He was invading lots of bubbles. Bobby, make the greasy man go away. I can smell the desperation, Mommy.
Being a father is an honor, a challenge, a duty, a celebration, and a
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green.